the platform. Step up and speak out.
You tune into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. The name is Larry Quidarai. It is the platform. Thank you very much for joining us. And we're getting a bit delayed. Our guest is still on his way. But today we're talking about the price of bread. And there's always that statement, what has it got to do with the price of bread? It's an age-old adage. And tonight we'll be unpacking the issues around the bread price, which Zimbabwe's woke up to recently pegged at $2.50. So I'll be having my guest in. But while we do that, please get in touch with me on 0731 168045 with your reaction to the bread price. Do you think it's justified? What do you think about it? What do you think is the issue that's going on? Are you okay with it if there's going to be a larger supplier of bread? I think earlier on we had some people saying that, okay, you know what, the reality of the situation is that my salary is still going to be the same. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm just going to get the wrong end of the stick. So do get in touch with us on 0731 168045. When I come back live, we will also be going on our opening our call-in lines on 0772 168045. And as I said, I'll be coming back with the president of the Bakers Association of Zimbabwe, Mr. Willington Piama. It's ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. As I said, our guest is running a bit late. We are talking about the cost of bread. The bread price has gone up. Just going to read a couple of your messages. To get in touch with us on 0731 168045, that's the number to get in touch with us. Says Larry, it's a simple matter. Look at the price of every other commodity which gets sold on the black market. The black market price always ends up being the price. The bread started going up for more than $2 some time ago on the streets and in tuck shops, and here we are. That is Asuz, who got in touch with us. Says the price of bread has gone beyond the reach of many, considering Mapei at Noana bread is now for the elites. Can the government come into our aid? That's Chris Courage. Also reading here, says I think the new bread price is a reflection of the current economic situation. It has to go up as costs of production go up. This is Mr. Mpondua, the economist. I'm just going to read a couple of other messages before. Someone says, I will buy flour than bread or eat saza. So stay tuned to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. While we wait for a guest, do get your messages coming in. What's your reaction to the new price of bread on 0731 168045, being our WhatsApp number, and then our call-in number, which is 0772 168045. To ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. We're still waiting anxiously for the guest who's coming to talk to us. There's some questions here, I think very important questions that we had. But before I get to that question, someone said the bread price here, we're already on $2.50 on black market and some supermarkets. And it goes on to say that some of them were even as high as $3. As high as $3. Sorry about that. Do get in touch with me. I'm going to read a couple of more messages here. Do get in touch with us on 0731 168045. The phone line is open on 0772 168045. What do you think needs to be done in as far as the bread price situation? I think I saw somewhere on Twitter. Let me just read this message from someone on Twitter. Just looking at Simbarashi, who says, if it means the increase in bread price results in its abundance availability, the better. It's been such a hustle to find bread to purchase these days. We've got another question here. Well, I've got a question here. I think I'm hoping when our guest comes in, we'll be able to answer that. What is the current annual monthly wheat consumption in Zimbabwe, and of what percentage is grown locally? That's Itai from Harare, who's trying to find out what that's about. Get in touch with us on 0772 168045, being our call-in number, and 0731 168045, being our WhatsApp number. What is your response to the fact that the price of bread has gone up by 66%? Now, there is an article I was reading just a little bit earlier today when I was preparing for the show, where somebody said, okay, look, it's believed one of the bakers that's actually supplying bread reduced production by 50%, okay? So the production of bread has gone down by 50%, and the price of bread has gone up by 66%. with some workers told to go home. So the question there that could be asked at the same time is this a way to balance things? This is something that I'm hoping that our guest, when he comes in, will be able to help us to understand that if we're having a situation where the price of bread is going up, but the production levels are going lower for some producers, what does it mean? Does it mean we'll still have less bread available at just a higher price, essentially? What do you think about that? Get in touch with us on 0731-168-045 and 0772-168-045 being our call-in number. There's also some statistics about the fact that the foreign currency supply level that had been promised by the government is at a low level. What do you think about that situation, and what do you think needs to be done? What sort of interventions do you think need to take place for you to be able to get access to bread? I've got a call here. Let me just get this call in while we're here. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm calling from Moji.
What's your contribution?
My contribution is the bread price is, I think it's a political thing. Maybe the political framework can just justify this price. So we can discuss about the wheat production, whatever that is going on, but this thing is based on a political thing.
So, in essence, are you saying that outside that there's no way to manage the cost of bread? Okay, do get in touch with us on 0772-168-045. That's our number. That's our call-in number, 0772-168-045. I'm waiting for your calls and also for your messages on WhatsApp. I'm just trying to get this going on. I think I might have messed up the machine here on 0772-168-045. I'm going to try and get the ticket to come and have a look at this. But while I do that, let me just have a look at these WhatsApp messages that you've been sending in through on 0731-168-045. This is, I think, our agricultural sector is letting us down. We shouldn't be importing wheat at all. Farms are in the wrong hands. So this is an interesting analogy. So what do you think needs to be done? And earlier on, ZFM spoke to people who are affected, much like you and I are, in as far as this situation is concerned. And this is what they had to say. In fact, let me just get this call quickly before I listen to, I put that vox that we had earlier. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from? Okay, we've lost that call. Please do try to get in touch with us. But while we wait for another call to come in, I'm just going to play this clip from when ZFM spoke to people in as far as the bread price is concerned.
It's going to be very difficult, especially my salaries have not been increased. Like, how do they expect us to survive?
Issue ye chingwa ka inorwadza isusu ma customers, because all of a sudden vema bakeries anongofuma kutaurati chingwa from $40 muna kutaurati chauta $2.50. At the same time ini ndindiri kushanda, andina any increment yeripo, andina any cushioning yeripo. I'm the one who is suffering pa chingwa. Vana now they are failing to eat bread changa chwana every day. Chingwa ngachisakwira because ndicho tinorarama nacho every day. Government vamunanga gwanga vaone kuti chingwa chagadziriswa. Chadzuka pachanga chiri.
So those are the voices of people who are saying they are affected. Let me get this call in before it seems I've lost that call, but let me read a message here. It says, I think the increase in bread price is just a reflection of the bite of the fuel price increase in the cost of manufacturers. More other manufacturers are queuing to increase the prices of their products. That's Mafuta from Bulawayo. But in that kind of context, didn't the government come in and say that they're going to find a way to cushion manufacturers? Let's find out what this caller has to say. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where are you calling from?
Same project calling from ZFM.
Okay, what's your contribution? Sorry, I think we're having a problem with your line. Do you want to try and call again? Okay, sorry about that. I just can't hear you. I'd like to hear your contribution. Thank you for calling.
Okay, sir.
Yes, getting some good contributions here. Mafuta from Bulawayo had the country. I say someone says, I think the bread prices are too much. We will go back to our traditional foods. That's Gift Zulu from Norton. Someone says fuel, they are receiving rebates. There's someone who's got let's see, that's a contribution from someone. Let's get on this call. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on ZFM Stereo. Carry on with your contribution. Yeah, but kugadzira kwacho mufunga kuti angagadzira sei ma prices acho?
Hello?
Well, in what way do you think my prices acho angagadzira? In what would they need to do? Okay. Hoping, in fact, there's a question I want to ask. I mean, I think everybody would like the prices to be a bit lower. But what do you think needs to be done? I know a lot of people say, no, not a price control. But, hey, let's hear what you have to say. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where you're calling from?
My name is Lloyd Gandhi. I'm calling from Kwazana Extension.
Please go ahead, Lloyd.
I'm saying that the issue of bread, the price is too much. Like, even when we are at work, there's no increment. And I've got kids which are going to school. And now to afford for the bread, I think the government needs to do something.
So what do you think they need to do? Do you think, are you thinking price control?
Yeah, that one will be the best because people are taking advantage.
So what about some people say, okay, so my price control, then, you know, people who make the products will just stop putting them in the shops?
Well, that will be better. We'll find another way, you
know. All right. All right. Thank you for your contribution.
All right. Thank you.
All right. ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. We are talking about the bread price increases. So, often with the conversation, what has that got to do with the price of bread? But hey, the price of bread affects a lot of people in a very personal way. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where you're calling from? Okay, I've lost that call. Please do try to get in touch. I want to get as many of your contributions as possible. I'm still hoping that our guest does pop in because there's some questions that are a bit technical that I think he'd be best placed to answer. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from? Okay, let's try and hear you this time.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead with your contribution. We need to move away from Erayechi. Okay.
We need to focus on production. This country just what is putting like everything, fuel, wheat, maize, mineral import. Let's focus on production. I think we are going to go from Canada because it go in with everything. So focus on production.
Okay, but the question is, what do we do in between now when we have the capacity to produce?
We have to be realistic. Sometimes there's no one who can do the business but can profit. So sometimes we need to be very realistic.
Okay, I know, I get your point. We have to focus on production. I think we've been talking in this country about focusing on production for such a long time. We need to get round to it. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. Get in touch on 0731 168 045, being our WhatsApp number, and our call number is 0772 168 045. Somebody says the responsible authority must work out something. The government has received in excess of $500 million from the December 2% taxes, and that's an income channel that hasn't been there before. We should be having more solutions than problems now. So let me get the score. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where you calling from?
I'm Matthias from Norton.
Go ahead with your contribution.
I think what is happening right now is maybe we have a situation where the government, I don't think they have a clue to what is happening on the ground. I think everything else is just wrong. If you look at fuel, we were told if fuel prices go up, things will start getting better. But right now, the fuel queues are coming back. Even for the bread, they may increase the bread price today. But after a few days, still, it will start, you know, vanishing from the shelves. So it's back to the basics. Foreign currency, bond not. If you remove the bond not, we have all our problems solved.
So, but somebody will argue, okay, so we remove the bond note. What do we back against? Because it's not like we've got... Remember that the reason we got into this situation was because a couple of years ago, we just didn't have US dollars to spend.
Yeah, but like any person, if you don't have insight into your problem, if you don't realize that you don't have a problem, like what we are doing, we are trying to get around the fact that we don't have money. We don't have the US dollars. And we should live with that. And we should try to find solutions using the real things that we have on the ground. We should not hide behind introducing surrogate currencies. I don't think that will work at all.
So you're saying, just to be clear, you're saying we need to be realistic and say, okay, we don't have this US dollar, and let's not pretend we have it.
Yes, let's say if we don't have the US dollar, in 2008, 2009, we didn't have the US dollar, but we still went ahead and we used the currencies that were there, and bit by bit, we started having more and more. But right now, we're trying to run around, beat around the bush. The real issues are not about prices of bread going up, prices of fuel going up. It's all about the bond issue, the foreign currency issues. And these issues are going to creep into more issues. We are going to have shortages of a lot of things. Everyone is calling for foreign currency. And it's because of this bond currency, forex issues, which are not in place.
Okay, thank you very much for your contribution.
Okay.
All right. To get in touch with me, 0731 168 045, that's our call in number, and our WhatsApp number, 0731 168 045 is our WhatsApp number, our call in number being 0772 168 045. I'm going to take three calls and I'm going to take a short break just to catch my breath, and then we'll come back and keep talking about this. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from?
My name is Peter Teruinga, calling from Blawayo.
Peter, can you just turn down your radio, please?
Okay, I switch off.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead with your contribution.
What I think,
But mwe angati, all right, because I can wonder zvatinoda kushandisa for production entity come from other countries. It's like it's still going to come back to the foreign currency issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand.
nekuti ngada kuti zvikondwa takutonetsa hurumende because ukumanje kwasiyana nekumabhazi kwamunotiko zvino mabhazi ngaatakure vanhu manje chingwa chacho because tisiorima kwacho tiri kukonawo kurimaka vanhu vanofanira kurima voga zvinodiwa zvacho zvese izvozvo hani zvinorimwa here izvi
hai ndakunzwai thanks for calling
okay thank you
all right It's an interesting one. Barter trade. Would you get into barter trade as in fact, are you maybe involved in barter trade at the moment? I know there's some people say, okay, you know, I've got a goat and somebody's got wufu. Let's see if we can do something. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Larry. The name is Tendai. I'm calling from Zimri Park.
Please go ahead with your contribution.
I think problem is your production. It's not about forex. If we improve our production, things will get better because we're importing too much forex and government controls don't work because government got out control that things will just disappear. People should just get used to reality and understand what atina and my company that reduce our production, naturally prices will go up. Economies of scale. Production ikawanda ma prices anoita zve anodzika saka chiri kuti production idzike ma price akwire because hakuna chi hakuna forex ma price ariko but hapana munhu arikuda kuarima vanoda kungomhanya anoita zve vano import saka situation yacho iyo ngatingoisiya yakadaro ichazvigadzirisa yega but forex as long as tisina forex hatu pama one and as long as vanhu vasikuda kurima tingori pama one People should go back to basics. Ngatirime wheat yacho. Ingawa kuma 90s wheat yacho yaita se yaiwanikwa. Because tairima chi? Tairima tega. Iye zvino we are just not working. Tungoda kudango importa kuimporta. Ko mapraza acha chashandwa nani?
Ko, the aspect of production, someone will argue kuti because some of our machinery and so forth is so outdated, some of our systems mean that it just costs more to produce and we need to actually invest in that. What would you say to that?
No, I think beggars are reducing production because they don't have enough forex to bring in as much wheat as they would want. Let's say $1. For the importation of wheat, ishoma. So naturally, nobody is going to keep one or 2,000. You just tell the other 1,500 or Mana Babasa Pira, we tell you, you know, you know, one thousand, 500. Saka, when you 500, you watch a bigger chingo, and because demand, the Ajayanya price will generally go up, naturally go up. But the truth of the matter is, people should brace themselves up to price increases until the fundamentals are right.
Okay. I can understand your argument. Okay, carry on.
You get what I'm saying? It's not about machinery. Most of these bakers, you look at guys like one of bakers, you know, they've got some of the latest machinery, production material, the machinery. But avana wheat, you know, kwana, kutwarani as much bread as they want to maintain price by no farongi. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So, because of that, you can't continue to keep one, basina raw material.
Okay.
You're forced to kudzinga vanhu because isu swacho hatisi kuda kurima. If people were farming wheat as much as they are farming tobacco, would probably not be having this situation. People are putting effort towards tobacco. If they were putting as much effort towards wheat as they are putting towards tobacco, I don't think we would have such a problem. The same thing with cotton, the same thing with everything else. So chibage hachisi kukwira because people are putting effort towards chibage and towards tobacco. Saka hupfu huriko.
Ah, okay.
But wheat manje because hatisi kuisa effort towards wheat.
Could not say effort because
We are putting effort towards zvimwe zvese but kuita hatisi kuisa effort. Saka what will happen is forex yacho ne allocation dziri kuitwa. RBZ ikaallocate 1 million. Because ini nongota kumana za isitangopuwa 1 million. Because 1 million zvafara.
Ko kana argument yekuti you know wheat could bring in I'm not wheat you know these cash crops are bringing in say $1 billion. Isn't that not worth it yet?
You know what, those are just numbers. Nobody is really seeing the billion. Rwanda. It's like that other discussion here, which you did, I think, 3 weeks ago when you were talking about gold. And we were seeing in newspapers, actually, gold is bringing in about a certain number of tonnage. 27 tons or something, which translates to 3 or 4 billion or something. But the actual billions, where are the actual billions on the ground? So let's not talk about what we don't see. Let's talk about what we see. Wheat actually iriku apana, minda actually iripo, but nobody is willing to farm enough wheat to compensate for production. One corner phone about ours, they've got the capacity to farm the land with Yacho. Why can't they help and say, "Kudola itizunza o maumana"? It's so stupid by Minda Yacho. Kutagama farmer are qualified to farm the wheat so that we stop this reliance on imports.
Okay, I think we can talk until the cows come home. You're making some very, very good points, I think, that I would like to talk to you for longer, but I'd like to get some other calls in. Thank you very much for calling in.
No, it's all right. Thanks.
Okay, so stay tuned to ZFM Stereo. We're going to take a quick break right now. And when I come back, I want to read a couple of messages and still get some of your calls. Tell us what you think about the increase in the price of bread. It's a very, very emotive issue that we're talking about today on ZFM Stereo. Conversation around bread, the price of bread. I was talking about that, and it's, as you can see, that everybody's called in is emotional about this on 0772-168-045. Our WhatsApp number, just read a couple of WhatsApp messages and I'll get back to the calls. I think we need to bring in competition from neighboring countries on products that are beyond the reach of many. That's Chiza from Masasa Park. Somebody who's going to have a look and say, you know, why not use the rand if the US dollar is scarce? That's a different conversation. Somebody says, this shows poor economic management in the country. That's Gwen Zhu from Gwerisi. Very soon it's going to cascade to every facet of life. So beyond the bread. I'm going to look for more. I'm just looking for something that's completely different. I know everybody's upset about with the price of bread. I want to find out what... somebody else is saying, Suze is back again, and let me just scroll down to Minister Mfumira. A while ago said our wheat is poor quality, so not suitable for bread making. Somehow it appears we only got to be told about this now. Let's get more calls coming in on 0772-168-045. I just kind of missed our call on 0772-168-045. We've still got about 15 minutes to go. I'm going to squeeze as many calls as I can into this conversation. So as soon as you get on, just get to the point and let's keep the discussion going. And as far as this is concerned, what do you think? If you don't know, the price of bread has gone up to $2.50. This happened over the weekend. What do you think about that situation? How are you being affected by it? And also, has this resulted, you out there, has it resulted in you being able to find bread a lot easier? Tell me on 0772-168-045. We've got a caller on the line. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from? Hello? Okay, we seem to have lost that call. Might have been a situation there. It says, bread situation is only a fraction of the situation, which is on the ground. This is Zawanda from Lawayo. So it goes on to say, things are going bad daily, yet it says the business needs forex, and soon we are going to have people losing jobs, the few that have that we have on payroll. Let me just get this call here. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on ZFM. Okay, we seem to have lost that call. We're going to try and get as many calls as we can. While we're waiting for the next call, okay, that was flashing right now. You're live on ZFM Stereo. Something's going on there. Okay, let's see what's going on. I'm going to try like two or three more. If we get the same thing, I'm just going to take a quick break and try to get somebody to come in and look at the system. You're live on ZFM Stereo. Please turn down your radio, sorry.
Hello, it's Tom.
Please turn down your radio.
All right. Thank you. How are you doing?
Okay, you're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Chinoy. My name is Tom Chiza.
Please go ahead.
Yes. My major issue is that talking about bread is a bit childish. I would like to know about our acceptance into the international community, you know, the lifting of sanctions. You know, I think there is a bigger problem, and we are dealing with a smaller, probably with the symptoms. When are we going to be accepted in the international community? When are the sanctions going to be lifted? If they are not going to be lifted, why not? If they are going to be lifted, when? Let's deal with that issue. The rest will come falling down.
But, I mean, the argument often is said, and I think the president has said, there's certain things that we can still do for ourselves. And he did say that we need to stop using the sanctions story as an excuse. So in the context of the fact that our children need to eat today, we need to eat today, what do we do for now?
I'm useless in that respect. I'd rather look at the bigger picture. Please, somebody should come up and talk about sanctions. Are they going to be lifted and when? Rather than coming to make a news conference about the price of bread tomorrow is going to be $2. Really?
Well, it does affect a lot of people. You can listen to from the calls that we had that a lot of people feel that isn't important. And not to say that the sanctions issue isn't important. It's also a very important issue. But today, we say spending some time for people to because it's something that affects a lot of people.
I agree with you, but you'll agree with me that we have been told to endure the hardships because something nice is coming up, a lot of things being prepared. And in that recipe, in that group of things that are being prepared, I am saying, are you preparing about us having sanctions lifted?
I do think there is a concerted effort that's actually taken place, and I think the region in Southern Africa is actually getting involved in that. If you see the statements coming from neighboring allies in South Africa and so forth, there is a concerted effort in as far as that is concerned. But thank you very much for calling, thank you very much for tuning into ZFM Stereo.
Cheers.
Okay. To get in touch on 0772-168-045, that's our call-in number. Let's discuss. I've still got another 10 minutes before I scoot out of the studio, and then Sheila's coming with our story. I've got a flashing line there. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where you're calling from? Okay, we seem to be having a problem with that line. Do try to get in touch with us on 0772-168-045. We want to talk about this issue that's got to do with the price of bread. The question I did ask a little bit, has bread become easier to find since the price increase? If get in touch with me even on WhatsApp on 0731-168-045 or our call-in number 0772-168-045. With the bread increase, has it become easier to find bread? You're live on CFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fagos. My name is Farai.
Farai, what's your contribution?
My contribution is very simple. We want to talk reality for now. Chingwa chino kuira baka. Chingwa chesi chaita dollar, US dollar. Nesu kadota saba black market. US dollar aje ripa mari. Nungo vautongo zona wega wati chingwa chino kuira one. Two, anautara dande kuno rima kuma farm. Yes, we can go and plow kuma farm. But we teach after all, no, the tengwa ne mari. Because you can't risk kuti munu. Atenga tata yako nema US dollars and everything. So the cost of production is very high. That is all no one. That can collapse the reality. So it's like we are just in line. So we have to the key to make it cheating. It's not bad series.
Okay. Thank you for your contribution. 0772-168-045. Our calling number is still open. And what's up? Somebody's got a bit radical. Robert from Blaue says, People must boycott buying bread for a week. Okay, this is a bit radical. People must learn to boycott buying expensive things. That will send a message home to manufacturers. Someone else here on Twitter, and our Twitter handle being at ZFM Stereo. I'm just trying to find this. I was looking. Somebody says, this is Livy underscore Chisanya, who is Babatina, says, honestly, this will take... This will make bread now a luxury commodity. Geez, ever since I was born, have never heard of bread being a luxury item. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name? Okay, we've lost that call. Get in touch with us. 0772-168-045 being the call-in number. Still got another 7 minutes before I sign out. I think I could squeeze in about three or four calls in there. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where you're calling from?
Roland.
Yes. What's your contribution?
Yeah. You know what? They hide behind the bush. That's where the problem is. And that man is limited to certain individuals, to certain minority people. That's the reason why. They are the ones who are earning in US. The rest are earning on the north. And hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
And they are the only ones that access to some US. But the rest of the nation say, "Hold on." So, as long as the pioneer that barrier, you could see, "Vamo vano say Maria Cat, Vamo vano nation say Maria Cat." As you do, that's totally unacceptable. As you tend there, and as you do, as long as the pioneer that barrier, you could see, "You demarcate, you could see, Uyongara rameso, Uyongara rameso." Forex is evil, but many are good. That barrier you couldn't even move an hour. Change the options of forex. Very good, Uraya Jin. In my time, we are killing ourselves. Kukura go chingwa ukshamisiri. Ene chunga inu gandra chino mboku ra as far as I'm concerned. Gozi. Big market. $50. US is with the Mari public market. Don't control a market right now. Whoever get a business, I don't think US public market. Other business sponsor for that name. Saka good about people and Shamsira. And the key in Shamsira Pachiwa.
Yeah, I think based on the reactions of a lot of people, you can understand that Shamsira Panewam won. But anyway, I wanted to get a couple of other calls in. Thank you very much for calling in.
That's guys, they have to think.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I've still got 5 more minutes. I want to squeeze in 2 more calls, if I can, on 0772-168-045. Kuda Denge from Kwekwe says, I'm a farmer, bottom line, wheat involves a lot of zesa for irrigation versus the producer price. It's not profitable without government subsidies. Stop blaming us farmers for the shortages. Only way out is to increase the price of bread and pay farmers an attractive price to encourage us to farm the wheat for you. else will do better paying crops. Watch the space. Maize is going to going the same route given the current drought. Can't 100% irrigate at current producer prices. 0772-168045. That's our call-in number. Just get in touch with us. I want to squeeze in a call. I missed a call there. It was flashing just now. While I'm looking at it, I'm going to try and get another message that is all quite different from the ones that we get, because a lot of the messages are sort of the same. Oh, I'm upset about the price of bread. Like Ford in Vumba says, from fuel to bread, this is disheartening. Let's just get this call in. You're live on GFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from? Hello, you there? Okay, we seem to have lost that call. I want to squeeze in one more call. I know I'll probably be getting the side eye from Chila when it comes in, but I want to squeeze in one more call for you. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from?
Hi, Larry. I'm Juro. I'm in Harare, Marlborough.
Okay, you're my final caller tonight. What's your contribution?
I just wanted to say, at this price, I don't think bread is still a basic. But I'm not going to tell us, okay, we compare the US dollar, but it's not everyone who can access the US dollar, you see. So at $2.50, I think bread has just become a luxury. Let's just take it that way. It has become a luxury. It's like I'm getting what you, those who can afford it will afford and buy. Well, I think I'll find it all, we'll find alternatives until things are normalized.
You're breaking my heart, but you know, I think that's a perfect epitaph to this particular conversation. Thank you very much for getting in touch. Yeah, there's a statement there, the last comment. Bread is just going to have to be for somebody who can afford it until everything normalizes, because the rest just can't afford it, can't access the US dollar and things of that nature. It is what it is. Let's find out what happens over the next couple of days. Unfortunately, our guest failed to make it, with the president of the Bakers Association of Zimbabwe. We get so many questions I think he would have been able to answer for us, get us to understand the nooks and crannies of some of these things. But thank you for having the conversation with me. Everyone who called all the way from, you know, the different places, Norton, Bulawayo, all those different places. Thank you so much for calling in and taking part in this very important discussion. Coming up now is Chila with Our Story. I'm back with you tomorrow on Health Matters as well as The Platform. But stay tuned to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. And as I always say, from where I come from, Gobulawayo, Asiri Sasebenza. My name is Larry Kwirirai.